If your brain feels like a whiteboard that's erased and rewritten for every single client, this episode is your eraser and your Sharpie. Because let's be honest, if you're reinventing the wheel every time someone signs a contract, you don't have a business model. You've got a custom project factory with zero scalability. And that constant customization, it's the fastest way to burn out and the slowest way to grow. So if you're ready to turn your expertise into a repeatable roadmap that not only helps you deliver better results, but finally gives your marketing something real to sell, hit that subscribe button because we're about to turn your knowledge into a framework people actually want to buy again and again.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Baczynski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Baczynski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today, we're getting into something that's quietly killing a lot of service-based businesses. Never-ending customization of services. You know what I'm talking about. Every client gets a custom proposal. Every engagement kicks off with, well, let's see what you need. Every deliverable is tweaked, tailored, and adjusted until your entire operation is held together with duct tape, Google Docs, and a little bit of prayer. And look, I get it. You're great at what you do. You can solve a lot of problems, but just because you can doesn't mean you should. Because if your business changes shape every time a new client shows up, you're not building a business. You're building a burnout engine. Here's the truth. No one is going to tell you. Scalability doesn't come from selling your time. It comes from selling your thinking, packaged in a way that can run without your constant reinvention. And that's what this episode is all about. How to take the brilliance in your brain and turn it into a repeatable framework your business can grow on without the chaos. Wouldn't that be nice? So if you're tired of every week feeling like you're starting from scratch, strap in, because I'm about to lay the groundwork for something smarter, simpler, and way more scalable. Let me start with painting you a picture. If your business was a restaurant, your current delivery model looks something like this. You've got no menu. Every time a customer walks in, you ask, "What are you hungry for?" Then you run to the back, Google a recipe, and hope you have the ingredients. Sure, it works sometimes, but it's not sustainable. And worse, it's not scalable because nobody can step in to help. Nobody can market that mess. And prospects, they don't buy mystery meals. They buy what they can see on the menu. And that's where frameworks come in. Your framework is the recipe. It's your method, your magic, and your expertise organized into something that's teachable, repeatable, and profitable. And here's the part that most people miss. Frameworks aren't just about making delivery easier. They make marketing easier. They make sales faster. They make pricing clearer. And most importantly, they make your business scalable. Because once you can show people the structured path you take a client through, the milestones, the transformation, the repeatable results, you're no longer selling your time, you're selling a system. And systems are what scales.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Profit follows process. Scale follows structure. Without both, you're just a smart person running a really disorganized job. So today, I'm going to show you exactly how to pull your brilliance out of your head and package it into a framework that not only delivers repeatable results, but sells them too. Okay, here's how we do it. The process has three core steps. And yes, it's built on the same backbone we talked about with the focus framework, milestones. These milestones are the building blocks of your framework. And the moment you define them, you stop being a service provider and start becoming an architect of transformation, which I discussed in detail in the last episode. The first step is to capture the milestones in your client journey. Start by thinking about your best client's transformation, the ones where they actually got the result they came for. Now ask yourself, what happened between hello and holy crap, this worked? Those turning points, those are your milestones. They're not tasks. They're not deliverables. They're moments of measurable progress. Things like when the client finally gains clarity on their biggest challenge, or when the first quick win lands and momentum kicks in. Maybe it's when a new system replaces their chaos, or they shift from reactive to proactive. Every transformation has 3 to 5 of these. Your job is to spot them, name them, and own them. Because once you have those milestones, you've got the spine of a scalable system. Now, once you have mapped out the milestones, it's time to package the journey into a repeatable system. This is where we go from insight to infrastructure by taking those milestones and giving each one a name your client understands without needing a glossary or a whiteboard. When you do this correctly, each milestone becomes a phase in your consulting model, a module in your program, a deliverable in your retainer, or a key promise in your marketing. And this isn't fluff. This is the difference between we do strategy and support, and we take you through a 4-phase revenue clarity system that doubles qualified leads in 90 days. One sounds vague, and the other sounds valuable, because frameworks aren't just for internal ops. They're marketing tools. They show people the path before they take the first step. And that clarity, it builds trust before the sales call even happens. So now that you have your milestones mapped out and packaged, it's time for that last step, which is extract your how and lock it in. This is where you stop freelancing your genius and start productizing it. Your method, the actual how you get clients from milestone to milestone, has to live somewhere other than your head, where whether it be templates, checklists, session agendas, process maps, doesn't matter the format, just get it out. Because what you're really doing here is turning your expertise into IP, intellectual property that can be taught, repeated, delegated, and scaled. And once that happens, your business can finally stop relying on you to deliver every result personally. That's not just freedom. That's a foundation for growth. Now you've got your milestones mapped out. You've pulled your brilliance out of your head and turned it into something structured. Congrats. You've got yourself a framework. But let me be super clear. That framework, it's not just how you deliver results. It's how you sell them. This is where things get really fun. Because once your process has structure, your marketing stops feeling like a guessing game. You're not waking up Monday morning going, what should I post this week? Because you already know. See your milestones? Those are your content pillars. If you step back and look at your framework, you can see that every milestone becomes a mini marketing engine. You've got education content. That's where you explain what the milestone is and why it matters. Then there's authority content, showing proof, case studies, client quotes, screenshots, whatever. You're showing people that this isn't just theory, it works. And then there's the big one, objection handling content. That's where you tackle the fears people have at a specific stage before they even say them out loud. So instead of shouting into the void about all the services you offer, you're guiding people through a story they actually see themselves in. And when people see themselves inside your process, you're not selling anymore. You're just confirming what they already want. And here's the kicker. This isn't just about marketing. Your framework becomes your entire sales conversation. It takes that awkward moment when someone's like, so what do you actually do? And makes it disappear. Because now you say, I take clients through a 4-stage operations framework that takes them from reactive chaos to streamlined, scalable systems. And when you walk them through each milestone, the confident, buzzworthy expert you are, each step shows a win. Each phase builds trust. And that trust, that's what closes deals. Not your resume, not your pricing sheet, not 12 slide deck of deliverables, just your framework, clear, repeatable, always results driven. And the more clearly you can articulate that structure, the more confident you become. Because now you're not selling your time. You're not tweaking your offer to fit every client like some kind of business contortionist. You're offering a destination. You're showing the map and you're saying, let's go. That's how you stop convincing people to work with you and start attracting clients who are already sold before the call even starts. So here's the question I want you to sit with. Are you building a business that scales or a glorified to-do list that never ends? Because if you're tired of custom scoping every project, if you're constantly explaining your value on every sales call, or if you're offers all feel kind of close, but not quite dialed in, it's time to stop guessing and start frameworking. Let me help you pull the brilliance out of your head and turn it into a clear, scalable offer that attracts the right clients, sells itself, and delivers results on repeat. I've opened up a strategy sessions this week where we'll map out your milestone, outline your method, and build your personal framework together. No pitch, no pressure, just a real strategic convo about getting you off the freelance hamster wheel and into a business that actually grows. So head over to buzzworthy.marketing/podcast and grab a time that works for you. Let's get your genius into a system that scales. And remember, your clients aren't just buying your time. They're buying the transformation your method can create. They're buying the clarity you bring to the chaos. They're buying your ability to take them somewhere they can't go alone. And when you can show them that journey, step by step, milestone by milestone, that's when your value becomes undeniable. So until next time, I'm Buzz, reminding you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.